Hello everyone, welcome back to today's pronunciation challenge, and I'm your host, Jerry. So how's everyone doing on this Monday morning? I know if you're a student, a college student, you're probably busy with all these final exams or final projects and stuff, but you know, winter vacation is just around the corner, so that's a good thing. But anyway, for today's pronunciation challenge, we have it's talking about food labels, and it's from Adam Ruins Everything, which is a series that talks about common false impressions and tell you the truth about them. And in this episode, he's saying that the food labeling is basically, it's still perfectly fine to eat food even if it's already past the date on the label. And the reason they put the date on the food is because the manufacturers want you to throw away things earlier, so you will have to buy more food again. Anyway, let's look at today's challenge. The sentence is, we all assume that these labels are some kind of big government safety regulation, but with the exception of baby food, the federal government actually doesn't require date labeling of any kind. We all assume that these labels are some kind of big government safety regulation, but with the exception of baby food, the federal government actually doesn't require date labeling of any kind. So do you guys just throw out food because it has already passed the date on the label? And if you do, maybe you should watch the video and, you know, think about it twice before you toss those food out. And for today's vocabulary, the first one we have assume. 所以 assume 呢就是假定、猜测的意思嘛。 那么另外一个很类似的单字呢，则是 presume。 presume 的意思也是根据猜测。那么这两个字的差别呢，在于 assume 比较是没有根据的瞎猜的感觉，但是 presume 呢，则是有根据几率或者是证据的假设。 不过现在大家通常都比较常用 assume， 所以有时候有根据的猜测的情况下，也常常会用 assume 来表达。像是如果有人问你说 ，Oh， how did you know about that？ 然后如果你只是瞎猜的话，你就可以回答说 ，Oh， I don't， I just assumed， 就是我并不知道，我只是瞎猜的。那如果是 presume 的话呢，你就可以说 ，I presume that they're not coming since they haven't replied to the invitation。 就是我假设他们应该是没有要来了啦，因为他们都没有回复我的邀约。然后还有另外一个字呢，跟 assume 有相同的字根，也就是 resume 也就是回复嘛，或者是重新开始的意思。像是如果你在玩游戏的时候，你按下 pause 之后，它要回复，它就会用 resume 来表达。 不过呢，有时候这个 resume 呢，不是念 resume， 而是念成 resume。 resume 就是个名词，就是代表履历的意思。所以看到这个字的时候，要看一下前后文，看看是要用哪一种发音。然后我们第二个单字呢，则是 label。label，那么 label 就是标签的意思嘛，像是衣服上你也会有 label， 就是跟你说要怎么洗啊，可不可以烘干之类的。 或是像我们今天影片里的食物里也有 label， 那除了这些 label 之外呢，你也可能会给人贴上一些 label 嘛，给人贴上标签，例如说哦那个人就是好学生啊，那个人是书呆子啊，然后那个人是可能体育很好，可是完全不会读书，就是这些东西就是所谓的 label， 然后你就可以说 stop putting labels on people before you really get to know them， 就是在你真的跟他们认识之前呢。 不要再把人们贴上标签了，所以 label 也有这种意思在。那此外呢 ，label 也可以当做公司或者是品牌的意思，像唱片公司英文就会说 record label， 或者是设计师的一个品牌，他也说 designer label。那我们的第三个单字呢，则是 exception。exception 是个名词嘛，就是特例的意思。那么他们的动词呢，就是 except。 也就是除了什么东西的那个除了就是 except。那有个发音跟它很像的单字呢，就是 expect。expect 就是预期的意思，像你预期什么事会发生，就是说 I expect something to happen。那它的名词形态呢，则是 expectation， expectation。expectation 就是你的期待，你的预期。那有个很常见的说法呢，就是说 I have high expectations for 什么什么东西这样。像你可以说 Oh, I'm going to see that new movie, but I don't have very high expectations for it. 就是哦，我要去看那部新电影，但是我并没有很高的期待。那你也可以说 I have high expectations for my son, 就是我对我的儿子有很多的期待。那么今天的最后一个单字呢，则是 require 就是要求规定的意思嘛。那我们名词形态的话，就会用 requirements， 也就是要求或者是规定。例如当要求使用的时候呢，你可以说 A college degree is a requirement for this job， 就是这个工作的要求条件之一呢，是你要有大学的学历。或者是当规定的时候呢，你可以说It is a legal requirement to fasten seatbelts. 就是系安全带呢，是我们法律上的规定，法律上的要求这样。那么有另外一个类似的意思的字呢，就是 prerequisite。然后要注意这个 prerequisite 的重音呢，是在 re 那个 re 的发音。prerequisite 跟前面 requirements 呢。的重音呢，只是在第二个音节，就是 qui 的部分，所以是 requirements 跟 prerequisite， 所以练习的时候可以特别注意一下。那么 prerequisite 呢，意思就是先决条件或者是一个前提。那假如你现在是大学生的话，我们常常修某一门课会有先修课程嘛，这个先修课程呢，在英文就会用 prerequisite 这个字来表达。好，那我们今天的四个单字分别是Assume, label, exception, and require. So that's it for today's pronunciation challenge, for today's vocabulary. And now I'm going to read the sentence one more time. We all assume that these labels are some kind of big government safety regulation, but with the exception of baby food, the federal government actually doesn't require date labeling of any kind. So that's it for today's pronunciation challenge, and...What do you think about today's video? I don't really care about the expiration date personally, especially if it's just passed like for a day or two. I usually would like still eat it anyway. So, you know, leave a comment. Let me know what do you guys do about those. And yeah, besides leaving a comment, also remember to leave your recordings and I will see you next time. Bye!